Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Opportunity for us to focus this morning on the people and programs of elder care and a new voice for elder care. Cordell Rumsey, you're the new executive director for elder care, right?
That's correct, Charlie.
Welcome aboard. Yes. And I know you're a newcomer to elder care, not a newcomer to your profession.
That's correct. Yes, I've been in the healthcare business for roughly 20 years and started at elder care last Monday.
That much?
Yeah, exactly. A little over a week, and love it. Love the organization. Love what they do, and just real excited to be part of it.
Well, I think you've got a great group of people that you work with. I can't say I know them all, but I've interacted with quite a few of them over the years, and they are dedicated to what they do.
Absolutely. Yes.
We'll talk more about the people as we go along, but the programs, some of the things that we like to highlight on this program, it is flu season. The flu vaccines are out. Doctors are asking patients, I think, when they see them in for a checkup, have you had your flu shot, and hopefully getting that taken care of. But elder care has a flu clinic. I think it's every Tuesday. Am I right?
That is correct. It's every Tuesday. We just had one day before yesterday, and we'll be having another one next Tuesday. They go from 9 a.m. to noon, and then from 1 to 4 p.m. We have the low dose and the high dose. The high dose is recommended for people over the age of 65, but the younger people can come in and get the low dose as well. If you have Medicare, there's no payment required. You just provide your Medicare information, but you can also pay privately a cash price, which is $60 for the high dose and $30 for the low dose.
And again, you mentioned that high dose is recommended for people of Medicare age. You consult with your doctor on other situations, but if you're on Medicare, recommend the high dose for you.
Absolutely. And the nurses there will kind of give you some suggestions on that as well.
I think you said before we went on the air, and I know this is a carryover from previous years, I'll say they try to make just enough of the high dose medication, so maybe if you don't get in early, then elder care theoretically could run out.
Well, actually, to kind of clarify that a little better, they have to screen that medicine prior to releasing it, and so they release it in these real small batches. Mm-hmm. And so there is a possibility that we may not have a batch or maybe waiting on a batch to come in. And so I would just highly recommend if, for whatever reason, there aren't any high doses available, that you just check back with us. We're watching the mail every day, let's put it that way.
Okay, I think that's a little bit better information anyway, so in this case, more is better.
Sure.
I think it takes, about 15 minutes or so on a balance screen that you can get while you're coming in for your flu shot?
That's correct. We offer the free balance screenings during the morning session of the flu clinic, which mm-hmm. is 9 to noon, and these balance screenings, they will kind of assess you to see how your balance is, and the whole purpose of it is to try and prevent falls. Falls are devastating for all people, but very devastating for people that are getting up in age.
Yeah.
And those screenings are really something we pride ourselves on, and they'll help. If you're at risk for fall, they can kind of help lead you in the right direction.
And I think regardless of our physical age, we always see ourselves at about constant age 25.
Absolutely. Yes. That's for sure.
And so I think it's the first time you ask somebody about a balance screening, and I'm trying to put myself in their shoes. Balance screening, what the heck do I need that for? I never fall down. Well, but do you stand up and all of a sudden feel a little dizzy when you stand up?
Exactly. Yes. And to me, it's better to just, if you have any possibility of falling, if you've stumbled or anything like that, anything that could present a risk to fall, why not take the precaution to avoid it?
It's free. Let's do it.
It's free. Do it. Yeah.
And then if the screening shows that you're doing well for your age, or maybe even doing better than for your age, then no problem. But if there is a problem, maybe you need to talk to your doctor about it.
Exactly. That's correct.
Speaking of doctors, I know elder care has got a gerontologist. That's a big word for people that sees patients of the elder care age group, right?
That's correct. Dr. Gerald is the physician at the clinic there, and he specializes in that. He's been in our community for years. He's one of my personal favorite doctors. I think the man's brilliant, and he does have openings for patients, and he's right there at elder care. It's kind of convenient.
And maybe you have a primary care physician that you see already. Charlie's personal opinion, I'll let Cordell talk about it in a minute. If you already see a doctor, great, but that doesn't mean you can't still also see the doc at elder care.
Well, it's kind of not really. Most people just have one primary physician. Mm-hmm. Even though Dr. Gerald specializes in gerontology, he's typically would be your primary physician.
Okay.
So it would take you'd be switching.
And I can see the point on that, too, because that way you've got one physician that's not only taking care of your normal things, but also if you're on a blood pressure medicine or a heart medicine or whatever, then a prescription that he would write may hopefully not interact with something that some other physician wrote for you.
Absolutely. And that's a common problem, especially with people getting up in age. They're seeing so many doctors. They definitely need to have a primary physician that's monitoring and overseeing everything, and Dr. Gerald's one of the most thorough physicians when it comes to that kind of thing.
Okay, Dr. Gerald is accepting patients. Do you have to be of, I'll say, Medicare age, or if you, let's say you're 40 and you're taking dad to the doctor, you don't have a primary care physician that you see on a regular basis, could a younger person go in to see him as well?
Absolutely, yes. And they, because of course, it's in elder care, and the name of the clinic's the Bohan Senior Health Clinic, but they still see young people. And, in fact, you know, they see people of all ages. So that's, you don't have to be of a certain age.
And I think that might be a misconception somebody might have.
Sure, sure.
Again, we're talking elder care this morning with the brand new executive director, Cordell Rumsey, and we've got some more to talk about. We'll continue coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again talking with Elder Care's brand new, well, he's a week old, Executive Director Cordell Rumsey. And Cordell, a month of October, that starts a series of open enrollments for insurance plans and particularly for Medicare right now. That's what we're talking about. I think October 15th through, I don't know, the first part of December. And Elder Care has some opportunities for people to, among other things, take a look at that Part D plan and say, again, my words, is the plan that you had right now still the best plan available for you?
Absolutely. That's well put, because that's exactly what we do. Medicare Part D is really one of those things that confuses a lot of people. And
well, it's a lot of choices, and maybe the tendency is to choose the cheapest plan, and maybe that's good, and maybe it's not.
Exactly. Yeah. Some plans cover certain medications and maybe a little cheaper. Some plans may cost a couple more dollars but cover all of your medications. It just, there's so many variables with that, and it does become overwhelming. You get solicitations in the mail. You've got everybody coming at you with these different plans that they're proposing for you. And our free counseling assistance is not anything to benefit us. We're just trying to help our community and help our citizens. And we have experts in the field, and those counselors are happy to sit down and meet with you. They do ask that you make an appointment. Mm-hmm. And you can always call Elder Care, which is
918-336-8500.
Yes, you can call and set up an appointment, and they will be happy to sit down with you and explain the process.
And so I guess the point that we need to make on this is that if open enrollment runs through like the 7th of December, don't call up on the 5th of December and ask for an appointment.
Correct. Yes. You really, the sooner you can do that, the better. It takes a little time to make any changes that you may need to make. And, you know, some people can get on, or some people prefer to know what they have and before going into, you know, a counseling session. And you can always get on the website, the Medicare website, mm-hmm. and do a little research prior to coming in. But the more information you can bring to us, the better.
And so Medicare, we can help you. Medicare recipients are in the process, if they haven't already gotten their new Medicare and You book in the mail. And it does have some information about Part D plans, but it may not be as comprehensive because you have to print books, and it may not. Some two plans may have changed or something, you know, by the time you actually got ink on paper.
Correct. And if you were to even try to browse through those books, it's a lot of information in a very limited number of pages.
If somebody's coming into appointment, would it be best to say they need to have a list of their medications with them just so they can compare plan 1, 2, and 3?
Absolutely. I think the more information they can bring in, their Medicare card and a list of medications, definitely that would help the counselors. Yeah. Understand what their needs are.
And in the process of mailing out those new Medicare cards, most of Oklahoma should have already received their new Medicare card by now, but there could still be some in the mail.
Yes, that's correct. And those new numbers, and I know everybody's probably starting to get familiar with those.
Yeah, it's not your Social Security number anymore.
Right, and good luck trying to memorize that thing.
That was the one good thing about the old numbers. You do have a Parkinson's support group that's relatively new that meets once a month as well.
Yes. That meeting takes place the third Thursday at 5 p.m. at Elder Care, of course. The upcoming one is on October 18th, and we're going to have a special guest there on that day, and her name's Deb Stein, or Steen. I'm not exactly sure how she pronounced that, and she'll speak on caregiving and living with chronic illness, and that group is phenomenal as well.
Well, I think anytime you have a support group, whether it's, we haven't mentioned your caregiver support group, you have one of those as well, but the Parkinson's support group, because it's relatively new, people may not have heard about it yet, and it performs a great function for folks.
Absolutely.
I want to at least close. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to at least mention that Golden Opportunities, it's a social group. It's a travel group. You can get together and have some fun. You meet on a regular basis, and I think it's the last Thursday of the month that they meet every month.
That's correct. Well,
or maybe it's the fourth, which may or may not be the last. Anyway.
Yeah, and I always get confused on that myself. I have been part of that prior to coming to Elder Care, and just loved going to that they have kind of a banquet on mm-hmm. the last Thursday of the month. I believe that's when
I have it in front of me. It's the 25th this month. So
yeah, 25th this month, and you can always call Elder Care too to find out exactly when it is. But great fun. There's always entertainment. There's door prizes. There's great meal, volunteers there helping to serve it, and good time to interact and have a little visit.
Yeah. My listeners have already missed the tour for this month on the first Monday of the month, but I know you can stop by any time, and the staff will take you around. But the tour, they're ready for you with a cup of coffee and a roll and a few things like that.
Absolutely. I highly recommend anybody out there that no matter what your need is, don't hesitate to call us. We'll point you in the right direction. If there's a service we offer, fine. If there's not, we can at least guide you in the right direction. don't hesitate to call. Don't hesitate to stop by. You're not obligating yourself to anything. We're just here to help people. And the open house is the first Monday of every month. And I can't remember the date on the next one. November 5th at 10 a.m. is an open house. But you can come by for a tour anytime.
Day before Election Day.
That's correct. That's correct.
Cordell Rumsey, the brand new executive director for Elder Care on a Community Connection this morning, 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A Langston.